a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
It is a good day to get gone, January 3rd, 2014. That's still getting hard for me to say. Jennifer Horn in for Doug Steffen today. Ken Kessler with me. Michael Fortier helping us keep everything together. Now, Ken, you probably know better than I where Dougie is right now at this exact moment. He's taking one of his famous cross-country treks again. Is he Nashville, maybe?
I think Nashville was the hope that he was going to get to Nashville, but it's been radio silence. Since he left the show yesterday.
I'm very curious.
I don't know where he is.
Usually we hear from him. Maybe we should be worried. Well, you know.
Well, I'm pretty sure if anything had gone wrong, we would have heard.
We would have heard something. I know the last email I got from him was about 10 o'clock yesterday morning, so, I don't know. Michael, he left Radio America. He was with you at our home studio yesterday in Washington, D.C. Did he get out of there before the storm came?
Yeah, he left right after the show around 10, and I don't think we started seeing significant snowfall till later in the afternoon.
Well, there you go. All right, and that is probably the biggest story of the day. I made a little joke yesterday that, oh, they're just naming this storm Hercules. It's not going to be that bad, but it really did dump a lot of snow on the Northeast yesterday. Hopefully you are safe if you're in the area affected, but it was the Midwest, the Northeast, blizzard-like conditions and freezing temps pretty much all day and into today even, up to 10 inches snow possible in New York City today, and it looks like temperatures in the teens and dropping maybe between 5 and 8 degrees in the evening. That's really, really cold, Ken, especially for us California folks who are used to it being, I don't know, like 80 lately. So what are you, some of the, you've been tracking the storm because you are our meteorologist, wink, wink. What are some of the totals that you found out?
No, it's 5 inches in Central Park early this morning, 6 in Philadelphia, and in Boston near Doug's farm, 13.5.
Wow. He's really lucky he got out of there then when he did. And it looks like it's been kind of a nightmare for travelers. 1,800 flights have already been canceled due to the weather. Forecasters say that a second wave of icy weather expected to hit the country's midsection by this Sunday. That'll affect the upper Midwest, like Kentucky, over to Tennessee. So Doug did the right thing getting out of here in time. So we're glad. Hopefully he'll be safe. And hopefully you all are safe out there traveling.
If you are flying anywhere today or were thinking you were going to be flying anywhere, even if you're nowhere near the area where this storm is going on, the ripple effects are probably going to get you because Chicago has thousands, just Chicago itself has thousands of flights canceled and delayed, and it's going to go from there to virtually every airport in America.
Yeah.
So check
when those big hubs get hit with weather and there's all those cancellations, it affects everybody's travel. And it's interesting to watch it all on social media. I've seen so many people taking pictures of those canceled flight signs, you know, the ones that make your heart kind of skip a beat when you need to get somewhere. Lots of those little flight tracker signs with the flights canceled. But you know what? Even if it's a couple day delay and it means your safety, it's so much better. There was one person last night, actually a pretty famous figure in talk radio, who was in New York yesterday, and his flight was canceled, but then they changed it around. They just, within an hour, they had the flight back scheduled again, and he was back in Atlanta. So there are those little holes when they can catch you and get you out when it's safe, when the storm clears for a little while anyway. So be careful. Check it if you're traveling. Give yourself lots and lots of extra time. People that won't be traveling, because I think they're staying home to celebrate, Oklahoma University. Ken and Michael, the Sugar Bowl yesterday. Alabama was supposed to win. They were favored, I think, and it just was want, want, want for them. Oklahoma won the Sugar Bowl. Did you see the game, Michael?
No, that was on too late for me.
It was past your bedtime.
You way past my bedtime. 8 o'clock. Jeez.
What are you thinking? I know. Oklahoma was the underdog for sure, right?
Oh, yeah, significant underdog, and starting a quarterback that hadn't played much this year. But he lit him up.
He lit him up, and it was a good game. It was fun to watch everybody on the sideline. Toby Keith was there on the sideline for Oklahoma. Catherine Webb was, of course, on the Alabama side. Oklahoma, the final score there was 45-31. And I guess, like you said, the big story was the quarterback in the game because the coach, Bob Stoops, for Oklahoma declined to announce who would start. And then when the quarterback Knight took the field on the Sooners' first possession, Alabama's defenders couldn't have anticipated what was in store for them. So it was a big game, and it was the 80th annual Sugar Bowl. I don't know, guys. I know I should like college sports more than I like professionals. I will watch the Super Bowl. I don't do all the little college sports things. There's just too much to keep up with.
Well, next year's the playoffs, so that'll make it easier for you.
Is that better?
That'll be easier.
I like college football up until I grew up in ACC country in North Carolina, so up until my team ends up with no hope of postseason play, I'm interested. And then once they're done, I'm
then
okay.
You're done.
They're about week three fade out.
Yeah.
I think that was a slam, Ken.
It was this year.
Maybe that's what it is. If you don't have a horse in the race in college football, it's harder to get into. I went to a school where the football team was horrifying, the Matadors. Cal State Northridge. You never see them do anything, right? So it was, you know, it's just harder to follow, I guess. I don't know. But at least you were mentioning, Ken, at least this one's still called the Sugar Bowl. Does it have sponsorship attached? Did we decide? Is it Allstate?
Yeah, it is. I thought it was just... And people seem to refer as the Sugar Bowl. I thought this one had escaped it. You know how all the other ones, the Peach Bowl is now the Chick-fil-A Bowl, and they're all corporate sponsors. But this is the Allstate Sugar Bowl now.
Hmm. At least they haven't changed it to, like, Stevia or something, you know. Nutrasweet. Since sugar is no longer good for us.
It's the Splenda Bowl.
It's the Splenda Bowl on CBS. All right. Also in the news today, this is huge, you guys. The marijuana sales in Colorado. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. The first of the year brought this first day of recreational marijuana sales in Colorado, right? There were lines around the block, eight-hour lines. Some people were saying they got in line at 2 o'clock in the morning to be first to buy pot for the first time. There was the Marine who was there doing the first ceremonial buy. Well, do you know that the first day, just that first day, January 1st, of recreational marijuana sales in the state of in Colorado brought in more than $1 million in recreational and medical pot sales? $1 million. That is a lot of money. It'll be interesting to see if those numbers go down or if they continue to rise. I don't know if maybe that was just the first day and everybody was up, but that's a significant amount of revenue for the state and for a lot of people ponying up that money to get the pot. And you mentioned yesterday, Kenny, it was like $50-something was the first sale, I think. How much are people spending?
I think it was 59 and change. And there are all kinds of, just like when you buy cigarettes, there are all kinds of taxes included mm-hmm. in that. And I would bet that lots of states like California that are having financial problems are looking at this and going,
Yeah, they're going to see this as the big cha-ching.
$1 million that first day.
Yeah, this is actually absolutely the next. Washington will go next. Their sales will begin later this year. And then, you know, who knows? I mean, we've got medical marijuana already legal in 18 other states. So that's it's a big deal. This is a way for states to make money. And we've kind of touched on it a little bit. It makes me uncomfortable for some reason. I know it's just because it's been illegal my entire life. So it's a little uncomfortable for me to see it being legal. People can just walk into a store. But at the same time, so many people are already doing it. Why not tax it? Try to make some money for the state. It's not like you're going to see this if you walk into Rite Aid. They have these dispensary stores. So maybe it's not such a bad idea. I know, Ken, we posted yesterday on Facebook that there's some comments. So let's get to those when we come back here in a couple of minutes. It's 16 past here on Good Day.
Head to Sports Authority for our Clear the Gear event going on now. You'll save up to 70% off original prices when we take an extra 25% off our entire clearance selection. That means you'll find great deals on everything from footwear and apparel to outerwear and more. So hurry in or visit sportsauthority.com to get 25% off already low prices on clearance gear for your favorite sports. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowday!
You made them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Faster!
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
At Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event, you might think they're selling over 12,000 massively discounted items, from guitars to drums to keyboards to DJ gear and more. You might think they're selling holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. No, what they're really selling is the greatest feeling on earth. They're also selling 2013 Gibson guitars at up to 35% off the regular price. Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. Get in there. It's going on now.
It is going on now. Doug Steffen's a good day. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen out and on the road fighting the weather and the elements to drive cross country. He left Washington, D.C. yesterday. We have not heard from him yet, but he is expected to be in California by Sunday. So safe travels there, Dougie. Now, and we were talking about this, the marijuana sales in Colorado reaching $1 million just on their first day in business. And I know we have some comments over on our Facebook page. What's going on over there at facebook.com/Good Day Show?
Susan says, we are going to have a country full of lazy, out-of-their-minds fat losers.
Interesting. I don't disagree. I don't disagree with her. Well, that's exactly, you know, Dr. The Reverend, no, cut to the chase here. Dr. Ben Carson, remember him? Running for president, yeah. Very big pundit. He's on all the news channels now. He released a video yesterday saying the same thing, that this sets precedent for people to think it's okay to just sit at home and smoke, and to, because it does make you lazy. Pot, it does slow you down, makes you want to sit at home and take a nap and eat. Allegedly. Okay, what else is there?
So I've heard. Ken, a different Ken, mm-hmm. Ken says, I have mixed feelings. My poison is coffee and nothing more, but I like the idea of taxing the stuff if the government would use the money more wisely.
Right, instead of just creating more infrastructure. That is the key. And that's, you know, and that's where my quandary, between those two comments, that's exactly where I fit, because I'm not a pot smoker. I don't love it when people, yeah, I do think it makes people lazy, but at the same time, if you can bring in revenue, who, you know, people are doing it anyway. You might as well make some cash. I don't know. Chime in. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Let us know what you think, or 888-302-DOUG. It's 21 past on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who is that chick that's
riding? Was she old enough to ride in a taxi cab when she did this song by herself? This is Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. And I have to admit, it's kind of catchy. This is before she went kind of crazy, I think. This is still when she was just on that borderline of being a little too inappropriate for her age.
Yeah.
And the Britney song was on. Come on. All right, it is the Good Day Show. Doug Steffen out today. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler in with you. And the reason we're playing a little Miley is because she was definitely, I think we could agree, Ken, maybe a little overexposed in more ways than one in 2013. Yeah. And our poll today at DougSteffen.com is, which celebrity or celebrities would you like to hear less about in the new year in 2014? The first choice, Miley Cyrus. We just heard from her. Next, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Also a little overexposed last year. I would agree with that. The rest of the Kardashians at number three on the list. Duck Dynasty also represented. Of course, they've been in the news quite a bit in the last few weeks. And then you can vote for other or all of the above. At this point, you know, I still like those Duck Dynasty guys. I've got to go with the Kardashians and Miley. I'd like to pick A, B, and C. Can we vote more than once, Ken?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Go right ahead.
All right. Now,
very scientific.
It is very scientific, this poll. I'm actually casting my vote right now, and so far it is 23% in favor of Miley Cyrus. She is leading 25% all of the above. So apparently we want to see all of them go away. Now, Ken, you have the story over at the website, DougSteffen.com, today about Duck Dynasty launching its own line of guns. And these look so cool. Okay, I hate to jump on the Duck Dynasty platform here for a second. But if you go to the website and you see these guns, they're camouflage guns. They're like designed all cool and hip. So what's the story?
Phil Robertson got together with the guys at Mossberg. I don't know who initiated it, but this happened earlier. I'm sure it was months ago, but they started releasing videos one a week for the past month on YouTube about this collaboration and the Duck Dynasty guns. That they say family, faith, ducks on the That's kind of awesome.
Family faith in ducks. So, okay, so this has been in the works for the last couple of months. Now, interesting that there was all this hullabaloo with A&E releasing this footage. You think there's a little conspiracy action going on here?
I find it hard to believe that there isn't. That this didn't get mentioned at all, and A&E was so outraged about Phil Robertson, but they played Duck Dynasty marathons every day, and then just over a week later, he's back, everything is fine, and it's all in the news, and now, by the way, Duck Dynasty guns at your local Walmart.
Wow. Now, we have some audio from some, are these ads advertising these guns, or what
is it? They're 39-second little vignettes or ads that are on YouTube. I don't think these are on TV at all.
All right, Michael, do we have that? Can we take a listen?
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they've been endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Those are rights that no government can take from you. To live, be free, and pursue happiness. You know what makes me happy, ladies and gentlemen?
Guns.
To blow a Mallard Drake's head smooth off.
Excuse me. All right.
Do you ever the duck call at the end gets me, too.
Are you with me here? Do you ever get mad at getting played? I'm telling you, these, like, you know, you fall into these fake conspiracies. And everything that we get outraged about, I mean, I wasn't outraged about this one. But anyways, that you get outraged about, they're all created. It's so crazy. All right, chime in. Let us know what you think on this one. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We'll post those YouTube videos. It's 28 past on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Coming right up, should some CEOs earn more per hour than their workers do per year?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now, because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
We're back with VandenHeuvel and Lowry with today's Both Sides question. Should federal policy do anything about the way top CEO pay has multiplied from 20 to 1 to over 250 to 1?
First of all, I don't think that the executive compensation packages should be tax deductible. I also think that what the excessive, sort of obscene packages these CEOs get further enhance the speculative casino gambling that is part of the Wall Street culture.
Well, at least some of it is globalization, where it's just these companies have a bigger market to play in, and the stakes are much higher. Mm-hmm. I don't totally discount, though, you know, what Katrina says. I mean, there in part could be a cultural shift, and, you know, maybe under public pressure and further examination, the culture would shift back.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Show. Doug Steffen's good day to be exact, but Doug is gone today. He's out. He's on the move and traveling across the country trying to beat the storm, which seems to be his usual fate when he starts traveling. It's like the Mother Nature hears when Doug Steffen is planning a cross-country trip and brews up one of the biggest storms ever. But it's okay, because Jennifer Horn here, in for him, Ken Kessler joining me, Michael Fortier in the studios in Washington, D.C. And if you live on the West Coast, count your blessings today, because I don't want to brag, Ken, but it's going to be 79 degrees in Los Angeles today. And in San Diego, where you are, what is it going to be? 82
today.
A chance of a cloud, maybe? Is that right?
No, we were worried about that yesterday, but that's gone away, so we dodged that bullet.
You dodged that bullet.
So. Sunny and 82.
We sound smug. People are throwing things at the radio right now. But if you are on the East Coast or if you are in the Midwest, there's this massive nor'easter, is what they call it, this massive snowstorm that's just wreaking havoc across the whole, I mean, that whole middle to eastern part of the country. It's just dropping inches and inches of snow. It's, I mean, total
22 states.
Is that crazy?
Affected.
And it's cold.
100 million people.
The temperatures are in the teens today. It's going to drop into like 5 degrees today, tonight in New York City. 18 inches of snow expected in New England today. 1,800 flights have already been canceled. That's already, not just counting today. So if you do have travel plans, give yourself lots of extra time. Because even if you're not traveling to those areas that are affected, with hubs like Chicago and New York getting in trouble with snow, you could be in for some delays at least, or some flight cancellations. So make sure you check. And, of course, if you're driving, be really safe out there. this affects a huge area. The Midwest by Sunday will be affected, Kentucky, Tennessee. So there is a second wave of that weather that's going to be coming through. So be safe out there. Also, people that don't want to see probably another little inch of ice are those 52 passengers that were on that Antarctic ship. And you know what I think is funny about these guys? You know, they went out there to prove that the ice caps were melting, to prove that global warming exists. And, oops, they got stuck in an ice cap. I guess global warming wasn't as far advanced as they thought. But we thought they were rescued yesterday, Ken, and then you just told me that they haven't been. They're in trouble again. What happened?
Right. There is a Chinese icebreaker ship and an Australian icebreaker that were both heading toward them. I think they got on the Australian one, but both of those other ships are now stuck in the ice as well. So all three of the ships are stuck in the ice, and all the rescued people that are on the Australian ship now, they are stuck once again.
Do you laugh a little? The global warming thing, the fact that they were trying to prove it, they're all stuck. Get out your hair dryers, everybody. like you do in the freezer.
They're all safe.
Right.
They're all safe. It doesn't seem, it's not a tragedy in the making, so I feel okay about laughing about it.
About being a little smug and laughing a little, just a little giggle.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, and also yesterday, or actually not yet, see, it's already the third day. On the 1st, January 1st, we launched some new laws in this country, and one of those places that launched something really big and brand new was Colorado, Ken. They were the first state to legalize recreational marijuana shops. They opened in Colorado on Wednesday, and sales were crazy. They made $1 million just in the first day alone.
Wow.
In profit for the state. It was a big deal. There were lines everywhere. People were getting in line at 2 o'clock in the morning. You do have to be 21 years old to purchase pot, but it brings up a question. Is this good? Or is it a great thing that we're monetizing something that people already do? Or is it something that's going to just contribute to people being kind of lazy? Maybe, you know, there's already the theory that we've gotten kind of lazy, complacent, and addicted to the system. Is this just going to add to it? Al from Eugene wants to chime in on that. You can, too, at 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. Or you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. The debate is heating up over there as well. And Al from Eugene, we lost him. All right, let's go to Harold over in Sun Valley. It sounds not so cold in Sun Valley, Harold. Good morning. Do we have Harold? All right. Doesn't sound like we're doing.
Harold's hands isn't working yet.
Uh-oh. All right. We've got a little phone issue. We've been having technical issues this year. 2014 is the year of the technical issue. But we'll get the phones working. 888-302-DOUG. Harold in Sun Valley, good morning.
This is Harold from Sun Valley, King 3. And Jennifer, I love your show. You and Ben are doing a good job.
Ken, I think. You mean Harold.
I like you both. I just wanted to talk about the Duck Man. It seems like your boss, Doug, is always very much bunched up about Phil the Duck Man, and he's just putting everybody on. I enjoy the show, and I enjoy Duck, and I think that the Duck Man is a good show, and then it's Doug sometimes gets a little too carried away.
Well, you bring up a good point, Harold. Doug does not love Phil Robertson, and mostly for the comments that he made about the gay lifestyle. And, you know, he's outspoken. He's an outspoken person. He's a media personality that goes out there and talks about the Bible first. But Ken and I were just talking about this. They knew that they were going to launch these guns, Harold. They knew that this was going to happen. So do you think this was a false controversy? Do you think we were played?
I got a big kick out of that commercial you played because it seemed like they were just getting ready to make money by selling someone has shotguns. And it makes it laughable, and don't get all upset about it. I'm glad you talked about it.
Okay, well,
and I agree with you on the potheads out there. I think they should just make money out of them because they just get high and sit around all day and don't do anything.
Well, we will make some money out of them. Thank you, Harold, for the very colorful phone call.
Enjoy your show.
All right. Well, we enjoy your show.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. You can join Harold in conversation, 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. And again, Yes, Ken.
This is an interesting point somebody, Linda, made on our Facebook page, speaking about the marijuana on sale for recreational use in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you can't find a place to smoke a cigarette, a cigar, or a pipe, but now you can smoke weed in public.
I know. It seems a little, she's right about that. It seems backwards, but is that smoke any safer for you? People seem to think that it is. Now, Ray is calling us from Louisiana. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you. What do you think about this legalization?
Well, you know, I'm neither here nor there with it. I quit smoking pot a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Gads, back when I was in college, and I was ages ago, but what I was wondering is how are they going to treat it if a person is driving around, you know, loaded?
Well, you know,
are they going to do it like a driving under the influence as they would with alcohol?
They are, and actually, I was worried about that too, Ray. We have in California, my home state, we have medical marijuana carts. We don't have this recreational thing, although I don't think it's that far off, actually. But what's happening now in the state of California, and I'm sure other states are going to adopt this as well, is when they pull you over, if the police suspect that you're under the influence, they're actually now, instead of doing just a breathalyzer, they're going to swab you on the scene. It'll take 20 minutes for them to determine what you're on. And this means that if you're a drug user, no longer can you just skate. Because it used to be if you didn't blow into a breathalyzer and if you didn't have a blood alcohol level, they could potentially let you go unless they found evidence that you had drugs in your possession or something like that.
Correct.
But now with this swab, it's going to detect marijuana, it'll detect Xanax, it'll detect cocaine and a plethora of other drugs, so that those people will now be under the same scrutiny that just drinkers of alcohol will be. So I think that's actually a good thing for me, because one of the things with pot, like Ken was mentioning, it slips through the cracks. People can smoke cigarettes. They can't smoke them out on the street, but you can smoke marijuana on the street. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And I think as the sign of the times, as we change and adopt all these new laws and legalize things, we're going to have to figure out a way to keep everything in check.
Cool. Thank you
very
much.
Thanks, Ray. 888-302-DOUG. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Also, facebook.com/Good Day Show. We're tracking what you think about this. Recreational marijuana, very interesting to watch. See what happens in Colorado. $1 million worth of sales that first day. People standing in line. Now, people have brought up that this actually will be great for the state of Colorado to increase tourism, because people from all over the country are going to want to come and participate. This is like our new Amsterdam. I guess this is Amsterdam, if we're thinking of it like in European terms. And Ken, I was reading over the last couple of days, there's been some stories floating around. I think in USA Today is where I saw this one, about how Colorado's tourism industry is going to start to flourish because they're going to set up these pot tours. In California, we have wine tours. You go to the wine country, you can get on a train. You can take a train through the wine country. You can take buses through the wine country. Different, you know, they'll have different types of walking tours. Well, now it looks like the same thing's going to happen in Colorado, where you can go from different, I guess, pot farm to pot farm, different dispensaries. You can, I don't know if you get to taste and smoke. I guess you would, like tasting wine, you'd go smoke some pot and see which ones you like, because there's different varieties. So that's something that could come out of this for Colorado.
Yeah, there are wine tastings, there are beer tastings in different parts of the country. And I'm sure that, you know, back when Prohibition was going on, that nobody could have imagined that there would be something like that, you know, let alone making it legal, but a wine tasting or a beer tasting where you're just sampling different varieties. But I can certainly see where in the not too distant future we'd have marijuana samplings.
Absolutely.
Smoking, whatever they would call it.
It's not so far off. All right. Mike in Indiana wants to chime in on this. Hello, Mike.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The new law in Colorado does not allow you to smoke in public. You guys should research that and already know that. They said it 1,000 times on the radio yesterday as they announced it. And mm-hmm. I think you should be appalled that they can swab your mouth at any time they want when they pull you over without probable cause, without a search warrant. You're just going to allow yourself to be searched. I think we're going to be a police state before you guys blink your eyes.
So let me ask you this, because as you bring up a good point, Mike, you know, I don't want the government in my personal business, but as someone who doesn't drugs...
You were just fine with it.
But let me just tell you, as someone who doesn't do drugs, I do want some sort of checks and balances, because there's a lot of people out there on the road who are getting pulled over, and if they don't blow into a breathalyzer, they get to go on their way. But let me ask you this.
For 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, however long you want to say, you've always been driving. Marijuana does not, this is the propaganda you've been given all your life, it does not affect your motor skills. This isn't alcohol. It doesn't even affect you the same way. So it doesn't affect your ability. This, it's a myth. It is propaganda.
Well, this is what I want to ask you. Do you think that this legalization of marijuana that's going to be sweeping the country, if it hasn't already hit your state, it will get there soon. Do you think that's the government's way of giving you that so that they can inject themselves more into your life by doing these swab tests or whatever else they need to patrol marijuana usage? Would you assume that could be one of the reasons that they're giving this little benefit to us?
I think they're giving it because we're taking something finally. America is standing up and saying no to a prohibition that was put in 1938. It was thrown in after the alcohol prohibition, so they would have something to demonize and attack. This is it's been a farce from the get-go. It's just, you can't take an herb and throw it into a category with all these other pharmaceuticals and call it a drug. The definition, it does not even fit the definition of a drug. It is a seed-bearing plant. What does the Bible say about our seed-bearing plants? Didn't God give me seed-bearing plants for man to use? And then God, then man thinks he's bigger than God, and he's going to just take them back from man?
All right. Interesting perspective from Mike in Indiana. You bring up some very good points. Thank you for your phone call, 888-302-DOUG, or chime in. Let us know what you think about this debate on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask, no voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226-15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, personal finance expert. According to a recent Bank of America study, 55% of people abandon their New Year's resolutions before May. Building good habits can be hard, but starting with small changes can help. If your resolution is to improve your finances, start by learning steps that can help you in the long run, like a credit card that reinforces good payment habits. Farnoosh Tarabi, personal finance expert.
Learning to be financially responsible is a great New Year's resolution. However, your holiday spending can get in the way of starting the new year off right. If you're applying for a credit card for the holidays, consider a program that promotes good financial habits. With the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, every quarter that you pay more than the monthly minimum and on time each month, you'll automatically receive $25 towards your balance. It's an incentive that'll help you commit to your resolution.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Gary Newman.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
The Guitar Center New Year's Clearance Event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week?
Sure.
Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event going on now. Paid for by the campaign Spread the Greatest Feeling on Earth, but also to save money.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliline succinate versus control in a clinical study.
All right, 2014 brought us a lot of new laws. Check out what they are over at DougStevin.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kicks off this weekend in Las Vegas. That's where all the cool new stuff gets unveiled, all kinds of fun techie toys and gadgets to make your life lots easier. Shelley Palmer talks about what to expect from this year's Consumer Electronics Show.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
The Guitar Center New Year's Clearance Event presents an important message.
Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week? Sure.
Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event going on now. Paid for by the campaign Spread the Greatest Feeling on Earth, but also to save money.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the 2014 International CES kicks off next week with more than 3,200 exhibitors launching and showcasing thousands of products. It's one of the biggest trade shows in the world, and this year's show is going to be better than ever. We'll see physical and digital worlds blended like never before thanks to gadgets like the Galaxy Gear and Google Glass. But what are those gadgets without content? Content is king at CES this year, and we're going to see exactly what the future holds for streaming content. Some of what we saw last year is set to be even bigger this year. Between driverless cars, consumer healthcare, and robots, we got a first-hand glimpse at the future of the industry. Next week, we're going to see it in full effect. To keep up with the world of tech, you've got to be diligent. You need to think about what new tech really means and how it will change consumer behavior. And that's what CES is all about. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Who's ready for the new year?
Sorry I'm late. Active by Old Navy is now up to 40% off for the family.
Cool. What did you get?
I got compression crops for $15 and tees and tanks for $8.
Wow.
Now one arm pull off. Go, 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 go.
This is crazy.
Yeah. I know. Let's run to Old Navy.
Active by Old Navy is now up to 40% off for the family. Get men's quarter zip running tops for $15 and adult tanks and tees from $8. Plus, clearance items are now up to 75% off. Valid 1-1 through 1-15 in-store only.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
It's the time of the year many drivers find themselves driving on wet, slippery, often snow-covered roads. If you're heading out into a wintry mix, you may want to think again, or at least be prepared. Brian Osich has more.
Roads can become hazardous during the winter months, especially once snow enters the picture. GM's James Bell says that's the time to stay off the roads, but if you must drive, take certain safety precautions.
Make sure you have a shovel, flashlight, and charged cell phone. A full tank of gas is also important because you don't want to end up stranded during a snowstorm. And one handy tip is to call your destination well before you venture out. Make sure you tell them which roads you plan on taking.
Bell says visibility may be minimal, so make sure your headlights and brake lights are wiped clean and visible to fellow drivers. And once you're on the road,
slow down and allow anti-lock brakes to perform as intended. Snowdrifts often pile up on the sides of the road, so try to drive closer to the middle and in the already established tracks. You can slightly open the window or turn on the heater to help prevent the windows from fogging up. And be cautious of black ice, which is usually on bridges and overpasses.
For more information, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
All right, and over at DougStevin.com, lots of great stuff that you need to start your day. The story about Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty, he's launching his own line of guns. Also, the latest pictures of Georgette's cross-country trip. If you haven't heard about this, one of Doug's greatest friends in life, Georgette, has packed up a trailer with a few cows, I think four to be exact, and is headed across country. And we're documenting it all like in a photo journal, right, Ken?
Yeah, the last pictures we got from her were from Oklahoma. I think she's gotten to Albuquerque by now, so hopefully we'll have some more pictures for the weekend.
So check them out over at DougStevin.com. Also, deals from the Queen of Cheap today. There's Adidas there, Michaels, a lot more. And the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has tips on ringing in the new year allergy-free. That's a big problem. Plus, our video of the day is there, which is kind of interesting. Tell us about the video. It's a New Year's Eve video, right?
Yeah, this street magician was in Times Square for New Year's Eve, and he does some card tricks to get some New Year's kisses.
Hmm.
Pretty neat card trick.
He's a crafty man.
Yes.
All right, check it out. All at DougStevin.com. DougStephan.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855 855-
855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.